Tory MP praises Taliban for improving safety in Afghanistan after American withdrawal. By Kurt Zindulka on July 18, 2023. The chairman of the Defense Select Committee in the British House of Commons has hailed the accomplishments of the Islamist Taliban regime in restoring order to Afghanistan following the disastrous American withdrawal under President Joe Biden. Following a recent diplomatic mission to Afghanistan, Tory MP Tobias Elwood has claimed that under Taliban rule, the country is at its most peaceful state since the 1970s. The congested streets are bustling with life as everyone goes about their business, free from the infinite checkpoints and perpetual fear of violence. The Taliban authorities are no more visible than our own police are in London, the Defense Select Committee chairman wrote in The Telegraph. Elwood reported a transformative shift in the country, praising the Taliban for installing solar panels and finally setting to use the British-supplied electro-turbine at the Khajaki Dam, which has been laying to waste for over a decade but now serves as a lifeline for local economies, facilitating extraction, processing and export of minerals, such as marble, on a huge scale. "This, to put it mildly, was not what I was expecting," the Tory MP wrote. After a dozen visits to the country urging NATO and the UN to do exactly what the Taliban have now achieved, I had to grapple with the harsh reality of the West's strategic missteps. The insistence on implementing a top-down Western governance model, for instance, was unsuited to a deeply tribal nation unfamiliar with democratic norms. The lack of post-conflict economic vision, offering no hope for ordinary Afghans, compounded the failures. The Bournemouth East MP argued, therefore, that the West should start to engage with the Taliban, reopen embassies, restart international aid programs, and release the $9 billion Afghan assets that were frozen following the collapse of the once American-backed government which fled the country shortly after the Biden administration hastily withdrew American forces in 2021. The ban on international aid has come largely over bans on female education and participation in the workforce. Yet, the conservative politician reported that women are actively engaged in the economy under the Sharia state, saying, "The Taliban is now issuing work permits across sectors, indicating that a complete ban on women's employment is not viable." Elwood warned that although the Taliban have restored order to the country, it still sits on a knife edge, susceptible to food shortages and economic instability that could trigger further waves of mass migration to Europe or indeed serve as an inspiration for terror attacks. "The alternative," he said, "would be to cede the country to the communist Chinese, who are actively engaging with the Taliban with the hopes of being able to exploit Afghanistan's rich rare earth mineral deposits. Afghanistan's future could be war again or life as a Chinese vassal. The middle way I saw, however queasy we feel about it, needs us to rethink and re-engage," he wrote. The Tory MP, who is generally considered to be one of the more hawkish members of the British Parliament, stressed that he is no Taliban appeaser, noting that his own brother was killed by Islamist extremists in 2002. "I recognize their policies will never align with our ideals. But I witnessed unreported compromises the war-exhausted nation is currently willing to accept," Elwood said. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindulka or email to xzindulka@breitbart.com.